We are in Siman Shin Chaf Tes. We're about to start Shin Chaf Tes. The halachas of whom one may break Shabbos for a case of pikuach nefesh. Sifalev kol pikuach nefesh docha Shabbos. All pikuach nefesh is docha Shabbos. Vahazori is hareze meshubach. And who, the quicker you are, that the better. Afilu noflad leiko b'chotzer acheres. Even in a case where chalila, there's a fire in a different chotzer. A chotzer in the olden days didn't mean a courtyard of a house, but it was a group of houses that were built around a chotzer. Next to that, there was another chotzer with another set of houses. So we're talking about like a group of houses, a housing complex. Afilu noflad leika b'chotzer acheres. Even if there's a fire in another chotzer. V'yorei shetavar l'chotzer zo. And there's a fear that it will eventually spread to this chotzer. V'yovel de sakona. And he will come lidei sakona, mechabin kadesh lo tavar. You're allowed to put out the fire in order that it not spread. Why can't you just get everyone out of there? So it says because we're talking about where there are people that are ill or there are children there and you cannot get them out. Now, generally speaking, if you're talking about a building on fire and there are people in there, that's sakonas nefashis. You have no idea who is where, who's awake, who's asleep, whom you're going to get out. When you're dealing with an adjacent chotzer, you generally have enough time to get everyone out of there. In fact, you can get everyone out of there calmly, so there isn't even a chash of panicking. Within the same chotzer, that is a dover borer that everyone is considered in sakana. The issue here is that it's in another chotzer, so you can calmly evacuate it. Nevertheless, there is the fear that there are children or people that are not well, and it's difficult to get them out of there. And there's a real fear that someone will end up getting hurt. Now, the halacha is you're allowed to put out the fire, or you can actually bring kelim filled with water just to block out this chotzer so that the fire doesn't spread any further. The Mishnah Berurah points something out that may come as a chiddush. If you have a choice between carrying in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim or putting out the fire, means you have the ability to go and bring big buckets of water and just put them all along so the fire shouldn't spread. Or you can just go ahead and put the fire out with water that you've got over there. What is better? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you're better off putting out a fire than bringing kelim, because carrying in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is a daraisa. Putting out a fire is a malacha shein tzricha lagufa, which the Mishnah Berurah follows Rov Rishonim to be an Issa d'Rabbanan. Siv Beis. Ein holchim bepikuach nefesh achar harov. Now this heading is the Lashon, it's the Lashon HaGemara, but Lefi HaMaskona, it is not as sweeping a statement as it should have been. It sounds like what it's saying is that the concept of rov does not apply when you're dealing with pikuach nefesh, meaning if there's any chance whatsoever that there'll be a sakana to a Jew, the fact that most of the people around aren't Jewish and so on and so forth, that would not bother us. So the Mechaber says, in holchem bikuach nefesh acharov, afilu hayutes ovdei kachav v'yisrael echad b'chotzer. There were 9 non-Jews and 1 Jew in a chotzer. Upirish echad mehem l'chotzer acheres. One of them walked to another chotzer. V'nafal lav shom mapolis. And there something, a building collapsed over him. Mefakrim, the halacha is, you are allowed on Shabbos to do whatever is necessary to remove all the stones that fell on him. Kevan shenishar kfiyas harishin b'mekomo. Since the people of the group of 10, 9 of the people are still where they were. Chashvinan le kemechza al mechza. We give it a halacha of mechza al mechza. Now, the rule is like this. Generally speaking, if you have a group of 10 objects, say 9 of them are treif and 1 of them is kosher, or 9 of them are kosher and 1 of them is treif, one of them left that group, and now you find it elsewhere. The case that we have all over Shas is that you have 9 shops that sell kosher meat and 1 that sells treif meat. A piece of meat was found on the street. So it's parish. It's not in the shop anymore. So the halacha is you go basa rov. Whereas, if say someone walked into one of these shops and he can't remember which one it was, so he took it from kavua. He took it from where the shops are. The halacha is, there's a limud of kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami, which means, if I am trying to figure out what something is when I have a group of things, and every one of them is stationary, and it is a clear source of what it is. I know the ones that are kosher, and I know the one that is treif. The halacha is that even the minority is too choshev for us to say, oh, it was definitely for the majority. Kol kavua kemechza al mechza dami. It is a chashivas that the Torah gives to kavua whereby we would say that it's 50-50, it's a suffix. In the case of the meat, it would be sveika d'oraisa, it would be suffix meat, and it would be aser. Not so when you find it on the street where it is parish, so there the halacha would have been midaraisa, that we say, kol de parish meruba parish, the odds are it came from a kosher store, and we go basar rov, and it would be kosher. Midrabanan, it's aser anyway, because of basar shenis alim and ayin, a meat that wasn't watched. Getting back here, the halacha should have been that if one person of the group walks away, he is parish, I should go by the majority, and if the majority are not Jewish, then I should say the person buried under the rubble is not Jewish, and the halacha is you could not break Shabbos, you could only break Shabbos for someone Jewish. On that we have halacha v'en holchem b'pikuach nefesh achar harov, that tells us that so long as there still are some of them that are kavua, that haven't left the original place, we still consider it mechza al mechza, it's suffik nefashis, and you break Shabbos. Avol, im nekru kulam. What happens if they're all leaving? That whole group of 9 non-Jews and 1 Jew, they're all leaving. And as they are leaving, ubishas akiros, and pirish echad mem lechatzar acheres, one of them went to a particular chatzar, v'nafal olav, and it fell on him. So they are all parish. There's no kvias anymore. Here we do go by rov. Here we say that if called the parish merubah parish, if in a case where there is no kvias left, so there we will go by rov. So the difference between pikuach nefesh and everything else is that in pikuach nefesh, the fact that there's still some people left in the original situation of kvius will allow them to maintain the din of kol kavua, even though the one that you're questioning is one who left. Whereas in the normal halachas of Isser Ve'eter, once that one left, we would call it parish. Shekivin Shenek or Kfiyas Arishin and Koma Amrinan called the parish Merubah parish, even though you're dealing with Dinei Nefashis. The Mishnah Berurah brings down that a child that is found inside a city, and in the city you have a majority of non-Jews, the halachi is that the city is called Kavua, it's Mechza al Mechza, so he's a Suffolk Jew, Suffolk non-Jew. If he is found on the road, you'll go and you know that he came out of the city, you go by the majority. So if the majority are non-Jews, the kid is vaday not Jewish. In the case of the Shulchan Aruch, what if the entire group came out together and went to a specific place that's still called Kavua? It's only when they dispersed that they're considered parish.